From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House says President Trump was briefed on the latest North Korean missile test, which landed in the Sea of Japan early Saturday. Came just hours after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called on the United Nations to take action on North Korea as soon as possible. VOA's Margaret Bashir is at the U.N.
The U.S. Secretary of State made his U.N. debut Friday, delivering a strong warning to North Korea that, in his words, all options remain on the table.
Diplomatic and financial levers of power will be backed up by a willingness to counteract North Korean aggression with military action, if necessary. We much prefer a negotiated solution to this problem, but we are committed to defending ourselves and our allies against North Korean aggression.
Tillerson said the U.S. would apply intensified pressure on North Korea, including new international sanctions, but he insisted that the U.S. does not want regime change. He added that talks would not happen before Pyongyang takes concrete steps to dismantle its nuclear weapons program. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is updating its website to reflect the views of the Trump administration, removing the Obama administration's explanation of climate change. The message change came just hours before thousands of people arrived here in Washington for Saturday's People's Climate March, where scientists and activists are expected to condemn the president for what they call his disdain for the dangers of climate change. Trump has stated he does not believe the science behind climate change. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.